This is Christy Pinozzo. I'm helping out with the Incident Command Center today. Thanks for joining us. We're going to provide an update today of what we've been working on this past week with Montana Muscle Incident Response. We have a lot of people on the line right now, and we won't be able to answer questions at the end of this update. However, if you have a pen and paper on hand at the end of the call, we'll provide you information on how to get in contact with us for questions. So now I'm going to turn it over to Randy Arnold, one of our incident commanders. He's going to give you an update.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. My name is Randy Arnold, and I'm one of our incident commands at the Muscle Response Team. Just going to give you a bit of an update on some of the things we've been able to do this week. So we made a lot of progress. A lot of what we're focused on this week was built the week before. Some of the examples are starting late last week, we put together what we're calling an independent science review team. Certainly didn't get every scientific professional in the room, but we had a lot of folks that came in from out of state, both federal agencies and state agencies, and professionals in the field. The purpose of that was to get folks in one place to talk about what they knew, get their expertise as quickly as we could. And the other part of that was, as we have mentioned in the past, we have split up our response largely into groups for sampling and monitoring and control and containment. And we were able to grab the incident command task force teams regarding sampling and monitoring, control and containment, and other questions that are outstanding for us on how we might move forward with this, and get those folks connected in that room to have questions that they had answered by these professionals. So some of the products from that came out really quickly, and we were able to bring those back to where we can actually use some of that and fuse that into what our plans might be for this spring. And I want to just give you a quick reminder before I continue. We have been recording these calls partly because we'd like to be able to post this so that you can listen to this later, but just a quick reminder to folks that we are recording the conversation here today. So some of the other efforts that we started last week was around this sampling and monitoring was what tools do we have at our disposal now that we might still be able to go out and learn information about the potential presence of mussels. And we do know that a lot of the tools normally available for us in sampling weren't available this time of year, but one tool that still remained as a possibility for us for greater confirmation on both Tiber and Canyon Ferry was looking at new technologies with eDNA. So we had a lot of eDNA folks come in and work with our staff and talk about wintertime protocols. We built those protocols in preparation for doing additional eDNA sampling, and quickly those plans were not able to be implemented due to weather. Knowing that we had cold temperatures coming, we backed the teams off of doing water sampling and moved them towards new sampling protocols that could be used on the ice. As I understand it, those protocols are actually going to be more useful to us because the way that eDNA can be most helpful to us now is trying to get a greater sense of if there are concentrations of any mussels present and also distribution. That's kind of how eDNA is going to be most helpful for us now. And being able to do that on the ice allows us to do that in a grid fashion and maybe and get a little more precision in how we might be able to use that tool. So those sampling protocols were built for ice use and ice sampling. The teams have been developed that are going to be able to accomplish that. And we're just looking out to safe ice times. And we're predicting sometime in January that we're going to be able to get out and do that. Some of the other products that we're working on this week were also launched last week, again, back into those control and containment and sampling and monitoring teams. The control and containment team, with regard specifically to the future placement of check stations and decontamination stations, a question was asked of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists and park staff
at the boat ramp.
Stakeholders
in your boat at the boat ramp.
Just a quick question. I'm hearing a little feedback from some groups out there, and a reminder, if you would please mute your phones on that end. We have a lot of folks on the line today, so just a reminder to mute your phones. We're just getting some conversations in. So last week we asked teams across the state to take a minute to imagine yourself where you stand, what would you put in place today to protect the water that's closest to you? We ask for that information to be generated in a quick format, get it back to us, and the teams here and Helena have now grabbed that and are distilling that and getting it out on a map that we can look at and starting to put some GIS material together on layering, some mapping, and get a sense of where are all the possible places we would want to put decontamination stations and check stations. So all that information is flooding in this week from all the corners that we've asked these questions. And that's largely what we're trying to do this week is we are now reaping the harvest of those questions that we put out there and trying to distill that down into a manageable plan as we get ready for this spring. So we have been getting a lot of questions about restrictions and how they might affect winter recreation. And so just a couple notes on that. Ice fishermen can still fish Tiber and Canyon Ferry. The chance that ice fishing equipment will collect aquatic invasive mussels is highly unlikely, as is the chance that one will get caught on a fishing line. Exposed adult mussels freeze quickly outside the water during the winter in Montana and thus present a very low risk for transmission to other water bodies. And we've got a video about this on the Montana Mussel Response webpage, that musclerespontemt.gov. And a little update on the sampling. We are, just a quick reminder there, when we first came in and had the incident command oversee the process of what's next in this, one of the things that we realized really quickly is that we had a backlog of sampling. And we prioritized those samples, sending some out of state to Colorado, and then prioritized and then got increased staffing at our labs in Montana to start working through those samples as quickly as possible. They have been working pretty darn close to around the clock ever since that started, and we now have somewhere in the realm of about 74-75% of the samples processed. We're looking at the last 20-something percent of those samples, and we have no new detections. So we'll, our wintering sampling efforts, I hit on that with the eDNA that's coming up. And we are, again, trying to distill all this information into a long-term plan so that we can get moving as fast as we can with the ice out kind of being the target that we're working towards. So the response team is continuing to take the task laid before us really seriously. We're receiving feedback and support from neighboring states and provinces and stakeholders around the state. We're making progress, and we have tremendous support. We really appreciate everybody's willingness to get behind this effort and your interest. And we're happy to be able to continue to provide this information to you as it makes sense. So I'm going to turn it back to Christy on ways that you might have questions and how you can get those questions to us and any follow-up information that way. So thank you.
Okay, next week's call will be on Thursday, December 22nd at 2:30 p.m. This will be the set time moving forward, and we'll continue to put out information at this time. So information on how to contact us, our webpage is Mussel Response, M-U-S-S-E-L, response.mt.gov. Our email is musclerespontemt.gov. And our Facebook is Montana Mussel Response. Our hotline is 444-2440. Members of the press can also call this hotline, and you'll be directed to one of our public information officers. Thanks, everyone. Have a great afternoon.